Silver City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
That's right, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast, episode number 115.
How you been sleeping, Chris?
Oh, it's been tough these last couple days, but I'm getting through.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Frez is a daddy.
Yep. Finally he came on Monday, 12/13. Vito. And Vito Joseph is his name.
He was 72 pounds, correct?
He was 9 pounds even. Actually, he was 9.02 pounds. They just rounded it off to 9 pounds. 21 inches long, and everyone's doing good.
Well, congratulations, buddy.
Thanks. I hope I can get some sleep soon. I hope Mom can get some sleep soon.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Welcome
She's
to parenthood.
She's got it the toughest.
Yeah. You think you got it tough now? Whidley drops out of college.
Oh, boy.
Vito Frezza.
One day at a time.
A new Camaro owner, a star hockey player, and mixed martial arts fighter.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. We'll see.
I'll help you direct him. Don't worry. it's kind of interesting that it happened because you and I have talked about this, but I haven't mentioned this, and I probably won't other than here. But actually, we're recording this a day early because tomorrow morning I have to go, and I'm getting the big old snip.
You're getting the snip
tomorrow. Yep. I figure I've made it this far myself without having any kids other than the one 11-year-old that I have, so I probably don't need any more, and I'm already tired at the end of the day, and well. I don't need to learn from your mistakes.
Hey.
So, yeah, so I'm, you get one and I lose the other, I guess, or something like that.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, thanks. I'm sure it'll be just dandy. I get a couple of days off. I'm going to sit with a bag of frozen peas on my junk and play video games all day.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of looking forward to it. So, Chris, hit us up with some big GM news.
Some big GM news. Well, the LA Auto Show is going on right now. I saw that all over the TV today and in the papers, and some emails coming back and forth here. Looks like GM has thrown out some more fuel efficiency vehicles they're showing over there at the auto show. So they're really touting that off big time.
It seems like they're focusing on that much more than anybody had anticipated.
Oh, yeah. I am so looking forward to the Volt coming out.
I am, too.
I'm really looking forward to
consider that car, man. I mean, really.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people thought it was like the EV1.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where it was like, hey, let's give this a shot, and holy crap, what a miserable failure, and
yeah.
Or what, for whatever reason, it didn't work out. But this time, it looks like that they got enough momentum where this can't be stopped.
Yeah, it looks like they're coming out with a hybrid Suburban or something like that, and some Equinox hybrids.
Yeah.
They're doing a lot of hybrid stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Fuel cells, all that kind of stuff.
So. Hybrid Camaro would be cool.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that before.
Yeah, like... Maybe you can start a website called hybridcamaro.com.
Yeah, how about that? A nice 40 mile per gallon Camaro. Wouldn't that be sweet?
With 350, 400 horsepower.
Oh, now you're talking.
That's right. It smells like French fries. Oh, no, that's not it.
That'd be a biodiesel car, yeah.
That'd be cool too, man. Be hungry all the time.
Hey, did you see that one post in the fifth gen section this week?
It's kind of buried too.
Yeah, it was kind of like, I don't know, if people just kind of skipped it by.
Yeah, but according to one of our members, well, I'll let you guys find it, but basically he's in the know. He works at the plant in Oshawa, and he said that they fired up the very first pre-production Camaro on November 9th.
Off the line.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That'd be something to see.
Mm-hmm. They got long ways to go between now and then, but
what, another year?
That's a milestone. Yeah, well, yeah, actually a little less than a year. We're anticipating that... they're going to start actually rolling on the assembly line, not off the assembly line.
Test models and stuff
like
that.
It's a serious ramp up when they do this sort of thing.
Beautiful.
So
next year at this time.
Woo! Oh, next year at this time. Oh, God.
Yeah.
You think you don't sleep now?
I can hear Vito upstairs crying right now.
Can you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah, he must be hungry again. Oh, jeez.
Give him a beer. So, you like that sound, Chris? You'll get used to it. It'll be cool. It'll be cool. We'll have him down here one day.
Yeah, sure.
That'd be kind of cool. We'll have him and the barking dogs and the meowing cats and whatever else we've had to deal with.
What other background noise we can stick in?
Right. So listen, we got some contact from the outside world here.
Absolutely.
we always invite people to give us a call on our hotline or shoot us an email. And for any reason whatsoever, give us a buzz. And that's it. Give us a buzz.
Yeah.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Yeah, just like these coming people we're going to play for you.
Did we get an email?
Our good hillbilly from down south, or what does he sign
as? The one that drinks from the maple barrels or whatever he thinks.
Yeah, Harwant Sethi. Yeah, he sent us some chain mail or something like that.
Yeah, watch out for
some
this virus.
Yeah. You know, whatever.
Thanks, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Drinking out of them there oak barrels, aren't you?
But we did get several voicemails. I guess people want that keychain we're giving away.
Oh, yeah, the new Camaro Z28.com keychains.
Yeah.
Cheap and
for the first five people who call in.
Well, that was the thing. I just said, hey, first five people to call in for any reason, even just to say that you want it, get one.
And we got some good questions too.
Well, let's hear them.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Jason. Envy my 68 SS here. Just listening to the podcast. Tried to listen last week, but never could get it to load. So I would have called then to try to get a free keychain. But anyway, also another thing. Where's our Chevy Nation update? Just got a call. Let's find out what's going on. Thanks. Later.
All right, well, here's the deal. I still got some of the keychains left. You're the first, so all you got to do is email me your shipping address at jason@camaroz28.com, and I'll fire one out to you. Thanks for calling in. Now, to answer your question, the Chevy Nation update is something that Scott Settlemyer had posted for us to keep an eye on. There's supposed to be one last Thursday, an update on Chevy Nation about the Camaro.
Right.
And it hasn't happened yet, and I think that Scott is just as frustrated as what we are.
I think we all know how things happen in the corporate business world when, you know, updates are supposed to happen and stuff like that. So it's it's frustrating, but you know, I'm sure they're working on it.
Well, I'd rather this be late than something else.
Exactly.
But they are working on it. Scott is trying to push the right buttons, but also keep in mind that Scott is not really the guy behind it. He just comes and tells us what's going on in other divisions other than him. He is the General Motors Shows and Exhibits Manager for what?
Chevrolet
and Hummer, actually,
right,
to be more particular. So he doesn't really have anything to do with Camaro. That's more of our friends, John Fitzpatrick.
And Cheryl Pilcher.
And Scott is just, since he's the Godfather, or the F-Bodfather. I almost screwed that one up and gave him the real name. He just kind of puts his input in on things. So don't shoot that messenger.
Nope.
Unless he's got a cigarette hanging out of his mouth, then blast him one.
Okay, we got another one coming up here.
Hit it.
Hi, Jason and Chris. This is Louis calling from Montreal. Like the website. I won't be an internet whore and want to get my free keychain as camaroz28.com. But hey, if I'm one of the first five qualifiers, why not? But I'll be buying the diecasts and I'll support the little club and all the good stuff that you guys do with it. Did want to give you a little call about a couple of things that were on my mind about the Camaro world. Did want to mention the website really is nice. Did make a donation a while ago to you guys about the beautiful bodies section with my 96 SS and a somewhat lovely lady from Montreal in front of my car, and you guys still haven't posted that little picture up there. So I want the boys of the Camaro world to see that little work. And no, she's not a stripper from Montreal. Okay, maybe she is, but I'm not going to say anything. Actually, I'm a single guy now too, so that's true. I can admit to it. Yeah, she was a Montreal stripper, but that's okay. She's smoking. Come to Montreal, the best strippers in the world. Did want to also ask, and I have a bounty that I want to know. Because when I get my 2010 Camaro, there is one song I want to play very loud when I get that car. I want to know what was that techno song the day that the Camaro was unveiled in Detroit. When the silver car came out, there was a techno song in the background that kicks ass. I want to know what that song is. And I've posted a couple of times and no one on the internet or no one's noticed the post. I don't know. But I want to know what that absolute song is, who it came from, where it is, where I can find it. I know I don't steal music off the internet, but I want to know what that song is. So keep up the good work, guys, and if you want to get in touch with me, I'm Lovsin on the board, L-O-V-S-S-I-N, and keep up the great work, and make sure you get some good smoking news about.
Oh, you got cut off there. Yeah, he hit the two-minute time limit.
Two-minute
there.
Limit. If you got more to tell us, give us a call back. You know the number.
Yeah, yeah.
But I want to party with that guy. He sounds like a good time. I don't know, officer. She might be a stripper. She might not. Okay, she is, you know.
First off, he gets a keychain.
Oh, yeah. Number, second one in, out of five. That he gets. Right. So, yeah. Hey, you know my email. Email me your address. And oh, it's Canada. It's going to cost me a fortune. I'll send it out. No problems, buddy. What was the next part?
Oh, the picture.
The picture.
The picture.
Yeah, I still have that picture. The beautiful bodies page. That's kind of...
Yeah. Whoops.
Whoops, I dropped my pen all over myself. Almost stabbed myself.
That page hasn't been updated in forever.
Right, and I did reply to him when he sent me the picture saying, hey, I got it, and I'll add it when I update it. It was a neat concept, but I got more important things to work on.
Well, for the people who are listening to the show... We will take that picture, we will put it up, and we will link to it.
He was right. She's pretty smoking. The car's good looking.
Yeah.
It's one of those deals where you can easily look at the car as well as the chickaroonie.
Absolutely.
There. So, yeah, thank you for that reminder. But we'll work on the beautiful bodies thing some other time. But right now, Chris and I have got some big stuff in the works.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll more on that later on.
And what's this bounty you speak of?
The bounty for the music. Well, yeah. What's the payoff? Because I think I got it.
Yeah.
It could be one of two things, and I think I got it, and this one might be it. Is this one it, buddy?
Because this was the video and the music that was shown while they're introducing the Silver fifth generation concept.
Right, just before it came out.
Right.
Now, if that's what you were looking for, according to Scott Settlemyer, he says the Guitar Tech track was called Battlefield Earth, track 6, from Killer Tracks Turbo Trailers number 164. And what that is it's probably nothing you're going to be able to find on Amazon. It's
right, it's public domain.
Royalty-free
music.
No, it's not royalty-free either. You got to pay for it. They have to pay a big amount of money to use that music.
Oh, okay.
But I think you can buy a license to it just for personal use.
Well, kind of like how we license the music that we use in our podcast.
Right. If that's not it, maybe post
in
the fifth gen
section.
I think it is too, but if it's not post in the fifth gen section, good luck trying to find it, though, because...
I'm sure someone will be able to find it.
At the time, Scott said go to bmgmusicsearch.com, and you may have to register to search for it. But like I said, Battlefield Earth Track 6 from Killer Tracks Turbo Trailers number 164.
There you go.
There
send
you
our
it.
Bounty to us.
Yeah, well, send the stripper.
Okay, we got some more here.
All right, hit it.
Hey, guys. Bayer Z28 here. I just had a thought. Instead of posting a thread, might as well just call in. Any new pictures, probably, of podcast production? I don't know. Probably you guys are probably out of your energy drinks by now, but that would have been funny seeing somebody about to puke from the or gag from the sampling of energy drinks. another thing I was thinking about is... it seems like just yesterday we were posting about how it's getting warm out. And my friend and I were just talking about this last weekend, how it seems like just yesterday we were looking forward to the summer. It was like March and we were doing the head and cam on his SS. We're like, yeah, we can't wait for summertime. This is going to be awesome. And then we were taking a ride to base last week so I could pick up his SS. Yeah, I got to drive his MS4. It's cool. You know, I told him, I said, dude, it's November already, but it's still like 75 here, but yeah, we're supposed to get a cold snap next week. But man, this summer just went by way too fast, guys. The years go by faster as you get older. But all right, then. I just figured I'd drop you all a line. Later.
We always enjoy your calls,
Bear Z28.
Hey, you know, we don't have any new pictures from the podcast, you know, production here, but... I did just hear yesterday that the Jones Soda Holiday Pack is coming out soon.
Oh, shit.
And one of them is ham flavored.
Ham?
Ham flavored. So we're going to be picking some of that up when that comes out.
We are?
Oh, yeah. We'll be taste testing that and Ralphing, you know, in the podcast. So I'll make sure we have our garbage cans in.
We'll have Vito holding the camera. Ham?
Ham.
Ham flavored soda.
Yup.
Yam flavored soda. I can sort of. Ham?
Ham. Yep.
Fuck. God. All right. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for the voicemail. In fact, Bear Z28 loves us so much, he hit us again.
Hey, guys. Bear Z28 again. Yeah, I'm still catching up on this week's podcast. As far as the keychain idea, if you guys are still doing that for this issue, I'll take one if you got them available. I thought they would have flew last week, so I didn't catch up to the podcast till Saturday, so I thought they'd be all gone, so I didn't bother to call in. All right, sorry about that. If you still got one, if you're still doing the same thing you did last week, I'd send it my way. All right, thanks, guys. Later.
All right, you got it. Easy enough.
Yeah.
See, now here's the deal. If I had said, yeah, these are $19.99 a piece, then people would have been calling, ringing our phone off the hook. But no, they're dirt cheap. I made them that way on purpose. They're like $3.99 in the yeah. CZ28 store.
Well, I think what it is everybody thinks that they're gone already, and they're not calling in.
Well, as of right now.
No, that was number three.
That was number three. So I'm we got away
one,
five.
We got one more here.
All right, let's hear it.
Hey, guys. See Mike Myers on the board. Your buddy from south of the border working in Mexico. Hey, I heard your podcast the other day about free Z28.com keychains. That would be cool. I'd appreciate one. You guys rock. Keep up the good work, man. Hey, and by the way, November, you're talking about how it's already winter up there. November 14th, 2:44 p.m., I think it's like 91 degrees out here in South Texas. Sorry. Keep up the good work again, guys. Mike Myers out.
You know, you had to rub that in, didn't you, Mike?
Yeah, you think you're sorry. Imagine how we feel. No, you can't have no damn keychain, Mr. Warm Weather Having Dude. No, of course you can. Shoot me an email, jason@camaroz28.com. Give me your address. I think I still have it, but send me a reminder because I will forget.
Yeah.
My plate's rather full by my own fault. And get your keychain out. There's one left.
One left.
One left.
And we didn't get any more calls.
We didn't get any more calls. Everybody who thought they flew out.
Yeah. You know, So call us.
Give us a call. We gave the number out earlier before.
Whew. And
You look tired as hell.
We need to wrap this up. I need to get going here and get back to Vito and trying to get on schedule here. this is quite difficult. This is something I didn't expect.
Well, I got to go home and get prepared for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Big clip.
Yeah. Big snip.
And then it's done.
Yeah.
Well, listen, everybody, thanks for listening.
And we'll be back at you next week.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to CamaroZ28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
Ham?